are now listening to Next on Scene. Next on Scene is tomorrow's scene today, from up-and-coming products, designers, talent, musicians, celebrities, you name it, we want to showcase it. Are you next? Get Next on Scene with Jay-Z today. Welcome back to Next on Scene. Today I am so excited to have an amazing, inspiring guest on the line, Melanie Stracco, who is a pastry chef in Canadensis, Pennsylvania, and started this fabulous dog product line, which is vegan and much more, called Meatloaf's Kitchen. So stay tuned and we will be with Melanie shortly. All right, guys, and we officially have Melanie on the line here today. We're so excited to have her. Hi, Melanie. How are you today?
Hi, I'm excellent. How are you?
Good. So tell us the life about a pastry chef. Like, how did that even come about for you?
Actually, I became a pastry chef. I woke up one morning and I was a junior in high school and I went downstairs and I said to my mom, I think I want to be a pastry chef. And she was like, okay.
So like, out of all things to say, right?
School.
Yeah.
Right. Like, just one of those things. It was just like, I must have had a dream or a premonition, but I woke up and I was like, I'm going to be a pastry chef. So we researched schools, and my mom was working for a gentleman at the time, and he said, oh, she has to go to Johnson & Wales. It's the best school for baking a pastry. So I applied. I got early admission to Johnson & Wales in Providence, Rhode Island.
I love it. So I'm actually based in Boston. That's where my studio is. So, like, I'm all about the New England area,
awesome.
Even though I know you live in Pennsylvania, but it's still pretty awesome. You know, we're all, like, tri-state, right, on some level.
Yes.
So cool. So, but pastry chef. So, obviously, is there anybody in your family a pastry chef? Like, how did that even come about in general?
No, as a small child, my mom and I used to bake all the time.
Cute.
We would bake for all the holidays. Christmas presents were always baked goods. Teacher presents, I was the one that brought in loaves of bread for all my teachers or chocolate chip cookies.
Amazing.
So I think it was one of those things that it was just, we always did it and I loved it. And I always thought, maybe in the back of my mind, this is what I really should be doing.
I love it. And then obviously, you know, because in the beginning when I did introduce you, we of course talked about Meatloaf's Kitchen, which so now you extended it to pets, which is awesome.
Yeah.
So how did that branch off and even come about?
So we rescued Meatloaf back in 2012.
So Meatloaf is your dog, for people who don't know
Meatloaf
that.
Meatloaf is my dog.
Okay.
Yes. He's the namesake. And we found out that he had a lot of food allergies. So we were buying him treats, and then there were, we'll say, complications to giving him these treats. And I thought, there has to be a better way. So I started making all of his treats for him. And at the same time, I had this tiny little craft business where I would make teacup bird feeders. And I would go to craft shows, and I would sell these little teacup bird feeders. And I was at a Christmas craft show, and at the end of the aisle, there was this woman, and she was selling decorated dog treats. And as I walked by the table, I thought, I can do that, but I can do it better. And I have the skill set that I can really make these fantastic treats that look like human cookies. So I can take the skills that I have as a pastry chef and turn them into a dog treat business. And so I got home and I was like super excited. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. And after doing a ton of paperwork for the state of Pennsylvania and sending all of these treats out to be tested and getting marketing material and packaging material, I was like, okay, I'm finally ready to start this business. And Meatloaf's Kitchen was born.
I love it. I absolutely love it. So what was the first dog treat you ever made?
Actually, the first dog treat that I ever did was personalized Christmas dog treats. And my first year in business on Etsy, I sold 13 orders of personalized Christmas dog treats. And I thought it was the greatest thing in the entire world that I had sold these 13 orders of personalized bones that were going out to all these dogs.
Which is amazing. I mean, seriously, especially when you're first starting, like, that's so touching. People love that customized, I mean, I'm sure you know as a pastry chef in general, but people love that customized touch, you know, especially in food and anything. And anybody will pay money for things for their pets. That's a whole nother thing, too. Yeah. I'm sure that you know that. But, I mean, I have a rescue dog myself, so I'm all about anything pets. And my dog has a ton of food allergies, so, like, when I even got your product, I was like, this is perfect because my dog is so limited, too, in what she can eat. So it's so great to find that balance. So let's actually talk about, like, what's in the products themselves, because I know that they're vegan, right?
Yes. So they're all vegan, and I start with a stone ground whole wheat flour. It took me a long time to find this particular grain of flour. I had worked with stuff that was too fine, stuff that was too coarse, and I finally found this perfect, nice grind. So when you look at the treat, you can actually see the husks of the wheat berry and see how that it's ground real nice and coarse. And then I do peanut butter, or I do barbecue, and I do cinnamon treats. And then over the years, I've added an entire line of holistic treats. So I do treats for dental health, which are made with charcoal. I do treats that are made with turmeric and blueberries and sea kelp for arthritis. I do dog treats that are specifically made for diabetic dogs that have a little bit of cinnamon to balance the insulin, and they have red peppers in them to give them a little bit of a sweetness but not increase the sugar of the dog.
I love it. Like, this is so amazing. Like, for people who are animal people like ourselves, like, they really eat like humans on some level, because all of these things humans eat too, you know, for people that are eating healthy. So it's really, really awesome that you can even customize that for animals and they can eat it and it's totally fine.
Yes.
I love it.
I have friends that her daughter had come to the farmer's market and they had bought dog treats for their dog, and she was little, maybe about 3 years old, and my friend comes back to me and she says, Mel, she really wants to eat these cookies. And I was like, they're perfectly fine. I'm like, let her go ahead and chew on them. And she did. She licked all the icing off and she was really happy. And
oh my God, I love it.
I had no problem telling a good friend of mine that it was safe for her 3-year-old daughter to just go ahead and eat.
That's, like, amazing. That's what I'm saying. Like, the fact that humans can eat the same stuff now is just insane. But I love it. So, obviously, this is your background. So, what do you do, like, as your day? Is this, like, your full-time thing now, or you're still doing the pastry chef stuff mostly for the humans?
It's a balancing act right now.
I figured.
So I, especially during the holidays, the dog treat company kind of takes first place in my life with all the orders that I get. So humans kind of get put on the back burner, but I've been trying to balance the two because I really do love making food for humans, but sometimes the dogs just, they make
They hold
one.
A special place in your heart. I get it.
Yeah, they really do.
That's so cute. So out of all, do you guys do cat stuff too or just dogs?
I've been working on a line of cat cakes, and they're not vegan. They do have bonito flakes in them and catnip, but I've been working on a cat line because I've had a lot of people ask for cat treats, personalized cat treats.
I'm sure. So. Well, especially because, you know, you're big in the dog world that people, you know, people have cats too. So I'm sure that's why they'd ask, you know?
Yeah.
No, that's so great. So when you're not working, obviously I know you love what you do and I love what you do, but like, what do you do in your free time?
We do a lot of outdoor activities, my husband and I. We like to go canoeing, kayaking, hiking, anything out of the house, since I am a home-based business,
right,
is always wonderful. In the winter, we do a lot of movies.
I don't blame you for that, because we're all, like, in the tri-state. We get plenty of snow, so it's kind of nice to have some downtime.
It's snowing right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure that it is. So that's the one benefit from working from home, right?
Yes.
That's
awesome. No driving.
Yeah, no driving, exactly. That's awesome. So this is really inspiring, Mel. So how long have you been doing this business in general, the Meatloaf's Kitchen?
This is our 6th year.
Oh, wow. That's freaking awesome. I love it. And then what are the goals for the brand? Like, obviously you said you're going to work on some cat stuff. Like, do you want to open a brick and mortar kind of thing? Or are you guys going to continue to work from home?
For now, I think I'm going to continue to work from home. I have a pretty great Etsy store.
Etsy's amazing. I love Etsy.
Yeah, I have a lot of followers, and it's really nice to be able to give them my full attention and give them really great customer service. So I don't want to, at this point, draw myself too thin where I would have to kind of balance between online people and actual in-house people.
Totally.
But I do the farmer's market from May to October, our local farmer's market, which is amazing. And that gives me a chance to see my customers up close and personal, and I get all my snuggles and hugs from them when they come down to the market to get their treats. So
that's so nice.
It's nice to see the dog.
Now, do you guys ship? Yeah. I mean, obviously you're on Etsy, so you must ship all over the country, right?
I ship all over the world.
Oh my God, awesome.
Yep.
So where outside of the U.S. have you shipped to?
I've shipped to Holland, to Germany, to Italy.
Amazing.
Australia.
I love it.
Yeah.
What is the lifespan of the food itself, especially because it's more natural ingredients?
They last about 3 months.
Oh my God, that's pretty good.
They have a really good shelf life.
Yeah.
I pretty much dehydrate them in the oven, so there is very little moisture left in the treats. I know a lot of people have trouble with homemade treats where people get them and then they have to refrigerate them, and there's a lot of steps that people have to go through. But my treats, because I have gone through the extra steps of actually making them into a hard treat with very little moisture, they have an extended shelf life, which is great for people who want to buy for the holidays early. They want to send them to somebody else that's, you know, across the country. So it works out really nice.
No, that's really amazing, because you don't hear that often, that like healthier dog treats with, you know, more natural ingredients last that long, especially when you're shipping
right.
it, you know, across, like, outside of the nation, you know? That's amazing.
Yeah.
So
we really need that to ship it.
I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
That's okay. I was going to say you really need the extra shelf life if you're going to ship it out of the country. It could get held up in customs.
Totally.
So I really needed to work on something that would last just in case.
No, I love it. And are you a one-woman show, or do you have, like, a team that does this with you?
I am.
Oh, my God.
No,
amazing.
It's just me.
I love it.
Yeah.
I'm a one-woman show, too, myself, so I totally understand that side of it and have mucho respect for you, so that is awesome.
Yes.
No, I get it.
It's a lot. You know that.
Yeah, it totally is, but it's really rewarding when you see your end result, right? So
it is. It's really rewarding.
Yeah. So, you know, being a one-woman show, what advice do you have for our listeners in general, you know, about being an entrepreneur? I always like asking my guests, like, what advice you have.
You know, work hard and really work on customer service, because your customers are the ones that are really going to make the business grow. No matter how much marketing you do, no matter how much advertising you do, while those are really important, your customers should always come first.
Totally.
And making them happy is so important.
Well, I have to agree, because even though I'm more on the marketing side, like, my testimonials are what get me more business. So, like, I totally,
right. exactly.
totally understand that. You need, like, a little bit of both.
Yeah. I had a woman years ago when I first started out, and I sent her a huge box of treats, and you know, when I was first starting out, I always, you know, you have the extra time to follow up on every single order. And I hadn't heard from her. And I messaged her and I said, oh, you know, I just wanted to check on the treats to make sure that, you know, everything was fine. And she messaged me back, and she actually lives in Massachusetts, and they left the package, the mail carrier left the package on her front porch, and raccoons and a bear decided that my treat smelled so amazingly wonderful that they were going to rip open the box of treats and help themselves.
Oh, my God.
He didn't want to tell me because they're really, you know, there wasn't anything that I could have done, but I felt so incredibly bad that I baked her extra treats and I sent them to her, you know, just as a gesture, like, I'm so sorry that something like this would happen. And she's been a loyal, amazing, wonderful customer, and she is always referring people to me, and she orders for every holiday for the last forever.
It's like doing that little, like taking that extra step without even overthinking it gave you so much long-term business. I love it. That like is totally what takes you like 10 steps further. It's really inspiring.
Yes. It's always just the little tiniest thing that you don't even realize could make somebody's day.
No,
I have a customer who orders every year for Valentine's Day and Christmas, and last year, she forgot to order, and I had realized, oh, she hasn't ordered yet. And so I put three little hearts in a package, and I just sent them to her because I was like, you know, I don't know why she hadn't ordered, but she orders every year. And she sent me the most heartwarming message about how thrilled she was that she had forgot to order and that this made her entire day. And it was just one of those things where it just warms your heart that you could just one little thing like that just make somebody's day.
Right. I mean, the fact that you even remember it and like, because most people, you know, they don't want to pressure the situation by like saying that, oh, you know, you normally order, but just by doing that and not even overthinking it, it totally worked on both ends, you know, just so great. I love that. That was so inspiring. No, that was so good.
I try to remember all of my customers and their dogs and their dogs' names. And actually, Etsy is really great because I can pull up past orders and I can look and be like, oh, I know that this person has ordered before. And I can see like, oh, you know, their dog's name is Nittany and they ordered a cake. Oh, they must have gotten a new dog, so I'm going to just send them an extra welcome home for the new dog because they're getting a treat for somebody else. So it's nice to be able to – they don't know that I can look to see past orders, but I can add a little extra to things when I realize that they're doing something new.
Totally. So, of course, because it's holiday season, I do want to, like, you know, talk about some of your hottest sellers items for the dogs. So what are some big popular items that you are selling right now? And where can people get them?
So everything can be ordered in my Etsy store. And that's Meatloaf's Kitchen on Etsy. And I guess, wow, my hottest sellers this season are my newest treats, which are Letters to Santa. And it is a Santa Claus dog treat, a candy cane, and a little letter, like an envelope with a stamp, and it says Santa North Pole. And I package them up in a little Santa cup with cellophane and a ribbon and some paper shreds. So they're like the perfect it's already packaged, just gift kind of items. And then personalized dog treats they're my signature. So they're always a huge seller. I think this year I've done probably close to 800 personalized dog treats.
Oh my God. Now, how long does it take you to actually make Christmas, the stuff though? Just out of curiosity, like for like the Santa gift pack that you make from start to finish, like how long does it even take to complete one?
Well, it is 6.5 hours in the oven.
Oh my God.
Because I do dehydrate them. And then, fortunately, I've become very proficient in decorating. So once they're out of the oven, it's probably maybe a half an hour to decorate the whole set.
Insane. I mean, I give you so much credit. That's crazy. So how many can you make, though, at one time? Because you're a one-woman show.
I fill my oven to the brim. So I think my oven, if I was just making those, I could probably make 50 at a time.
Oh, my God. I give you so much credit. That think, like, for all of our audience that's, like, just listening right now, like, 800 pieces. That is just insane for 6 hours for, you know, like, I give you so much credit for that. That's so inspiring. So how can
it's
people,
a labor of love.
Yeah, it really is. But obviously, you know, when you love what you do, it's not work, right? At the end of the day.
Right. Exactly. So, that's really what it is.
Yeah. Which is so great. So obviously you said people can follow you on your Etsy store for purchasing, but where can they get in touch with you or follow you on social media?
Well, I do have an Instagram, which is meatloaf_kitchen. I have a Facebook page, which is Meatloaf's Kitchen on Facebook, and I have a website, which is www.meatloafsdogtreats.com.
Yay!
And my meatloafsdogtreats.com has all of the links to all of the other social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and it has a link to the Etsy account.
I love it. Everybody, definitely check out Meatloaf's Kitchen. My Hershey has loved her treats from you guys, so I highly recommend
them.
Yeah, no, they're so, so good, and the ingredients are so good, and that's another selling point, especially because everybody's all about the holistic and all of, you know, the healthy stuff these days. It's just, it's really amazing now that you can offer this for your pets. So
I really enjoy it, and I love to be able to help the older dogs with the arthritis
of
and
course.
The holistic treats.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much, Mel, for coming on today. This was great. You were so inspiring.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. And thanks, everyone, so much for tuning in to Next on Scene. And stay tuned for Who's Next on Scene.
Thanks so much for tuning in to Next on Scene. Are you next? We want to hear from you. Get in touch with us at getseen@jzsocialenterprises.com. Get social with us at JZ Social Enterprises on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? Don't forget, we want to hear from you. Stay tuned for Who's Next on Scene.